Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm glad you made time in your schedule, and I'm going to be sharing, I've entitled this message, A House for All Nations. But before we go there, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege of being able to share the word of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. Some I'll never meet this side of heaven. But Lord, I thank you for the bond that we share in and through Calvary. Lord, because we have named your name, because we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and the work that he accomplished in and through Calvary, that we have been adopted into your family. And Lord, you don't have many families. You just got one family, those in heaven, those on earth. We're all one family. And Father, we thank you for your goodness and that, Lord, as we live in such difficult times, the times are growing darker, let us find greater and greater comfort in the fact of the eternal realities which you have declared to us. Lord, that you are preparing a place for us, that Jesus is coming again, and that war and violence and crime will cease, and your kingdom will be a kingdom, an everlasting kingdom, a kingdom of righteousness. And so, Lord, those that have gone through a difficult day, those who are in the midst and throes of severe battles, Lord, I ask for your strengthening, the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, and Lord, a sense of perspective. We are seated with you in heavenly places, and even all the dreadful things that the Apostle Paul went through. Lord, when you called him, you said you were going to show him how much the great things he would suffer for your name's sake. And yet he said, to be present with the Lord is far better than to be present in this physical body. He stayed his course so that he could minister to the church and he can write the beautiful epistles that we are blessed by today. But Lord, we know there's nothing greater than being in your presence. But Lord, we thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit who dwells with us. Thank you now, Holy Spirit, for doing your work, the work that you do so well that no one else can do. You know how to comfort. You know how to encourage. You know how to give joy even when we don't feel joy. And I thank you for it. Thank you for anointing the word, Lord, and our time together in Jesus' name. I'm laughing because I had a situation just a few days ago. Of course, I know you're probably always on top of the world and always praising God. Well, I wasn't exactly in that place. And all of a sudden, I felt just a little flicker of joy. And I know that it wasn't originating from me. Nothing was going on. I mean, I was just going about my normal tasks before I began the workday. And I thought, Holy Spirit, you are so precious and sweet. He was interjecting a little bit of joy. And I sensed what he was doing, and I picked up on him. And so I declared, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And regardless of where we find ourselves, our joy cannot be taken from us. Our happiness can be. We go through difficult times, and it's no fun. But that deep, abiding joy of who we are, of who Jesus is, of who we belong to, that can never be stolen from us. Praise God. Well, let me just read some words that Jesus spoke to his disciples as he was preparing to go back to his Father. And the words that he spoke to them will speak to our hearts also. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Is that not a wonderful promise, beloved? He said, there were many mansions in his father's house. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He's not a liar. And he would let us know. He would tell us the truth. But he is the very word of truth. And of course, to lie is impossible. Unrighteousness and wickedness and iniquity is simply an impossible, it's impossible to ever be an aspect of God's character. But he promised that he was going to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we also would be. Now, that is our eternal destiny. However, we have great comfort in the fact that he is with us. He told his disciples, I've got to leave, because if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit won't come. And he came in a powerful way on the day of Pentecost, and he's been with the church and will be with the church until the very end of the age. Now, there are spiritual realities that we need to understand and comprehend to be an effective witness for Christ, and not only that, to be just victorious in our own Christian walk. And there are natural realities. There is a literal kingdom of God. Christ's literal kingdom is literally physically going to be established upon this earth. However, at this point in time, while we're to do all that we can to occupy until he comes, to pray, even though the scenarios that the Bible records are going to happen, we cannot pray away the famines, the earthquakes, the distresses. That's part of God's plan for the end of time. Yet, that kingdom is within us. And as a result, wherever we go, if we're living in the kingdom, if the kingdom is within us, where we go, we can bring the essence, the flavor of the kingdom. Now, when Jesus does step foot on Mount Olivet, and he returns to this earth, he is going to dwell in Jerusalem. That's going to be the city of the great king. Hallelujah. But right now, Jesus dwells in you and I by the Holy Spirit. And there are references in the Word. I trust they're familiar to you. I'll just share a couple. But he is creating a house, a habitation for the Most High, and it's a temple not made with hands. In 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, Paul says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" He dwells within the physical body. Our physical bodies are a temple. He dwells in our spirits. Of course, our spirit's in our body. He dwells within us. And then in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, I'll read verse 19 through 22, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being a chief cornerstone." Again, the reference of a house being built, "in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Holy Spirit." So we indeed are being made up, every new believer, every soul that's born into the kingdom of God, those that are getting saved, even this day, they're part of this temple not made with hands. We are constituted of what the scriptures call lively stones. Sometimes those stones are a little too lively. God wants to put us in a particular position in the body of Christ, and we sometimes are not content with where we're put. We want to be elsewhere. You know, we want to be an ear instead of being an eye, or a mouth or a tongue instead of being a hand. However, the Lord knows best, and he knows exactly where to put you. Now, there may be seasons that we don't feel that we're not sure where we belong, but if you will wait on the Lord, he will show you, he will lead you, because it is his will. As these times go darker, the scriptures tell us we're going to need one another more. We need to encourage one another with the very concept, the very thought that Jesus is literally returning. Doesn't that make you happy? Praise God. Is that not a wonderful source of comfort? But I said I wanted to talk about a house for all nations. I want to talk about the Lord's house. And as we go into the scriptures and see if I can turn to that, there is a reference in the book of Daniel. And if you remember, Daniel was able to interpret a dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had, and it was of the kingdoms, his own kingdom, and the kingdoms that were going to follow him. It was a large image. It was composed of gold and brass, silver, and then the down to the feet, it was a mixture of clay and iron. And it goes on to say in verse 44, and in the days of these kings, that's a reference to verse 43, whereas thou saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron and the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great king hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. That was given how many centuries ago, but it is going to happen. The kingdom of God is going to be established. And that kingdom of God is the stone which became a great mountain. Praise God. Well, the time has just flown on this broadcast, and I'm just barely getting into the message. So I hope with your schedule, you will be able to tune in tomorrow. And if not, if you have internet, just go to unveilchrist.org, and you may listen anytime at your convenience by clicking on UCM Broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me. And again, as I always do, I give an invitation. Some of you have prayer needs. I had a situation just the other day. You know, we all pray, do we not? And yet I was fighting some oppression, and a girlfriend, my Cherokee girlfriend from North Carolina, called, and we talked, and at the end of the conversation we prayed, and just there's power in agreement, and that oppression or whatever I was dealing with just lifted as it did for her. And so, beloved, there's power in agreement. So if you would take the time, either through email or by snail mail, sharing your needs, you don't have to write a lot. I will pray for you, and I know be blessed by what God gives back to give to you. Amen. Praise God. Well, until tomorrow, this is Sister Judith, Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,